Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On July 28th, Venezuelans went to the polls to decide who will lead the country for the next 6 years. The election was highly anticipated both by Venezuelans and outside observers, as Nicolas Maduro, who has held the office for the past 11 years, is highly unpopular. His opponent, Edmundo González Urrutia, is a 75-year-old former diplomat. On July 28th, both candidates claimed victory. The electoral authorities, loyal to the current president, declared Maduro the victor soon after the polls closed. However, they failed to publish results broken down by voting machine, as they had done in previous presidential elections. Each of the 30,000 voting machines prints several copies of tally sheets that are considered to be the ultimate proof of the election results in Venezuela. Adherents of Edmundo González obtained copies of tallies from 83.5% of the voting machines and declared that their candidate garnered 67% of the vote. Utilizing the tried and effective tactics used by unpopular dictators for decades, Maduro and his government decided that since they could not defeat Edmundo González, they would arrest him instead. And on September 3rd, a Venezuelan judge issued an arrest warrant for Edmundo González Urrutia, accusing him of usurpation of functions, forgery of public documents, instigation to disobey laws, conspiracy and sabotage to damage systems. The United States strongly condemns this unjustified arrest warrant, said State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
It's not just the United States that's condemning this arrest warrant. It's countries in the region, Argentina, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Paraguay, Peru, the Dominican Republic, and Uruguay, who have all condemned this unjustified arrest warrant.
González Urrutia won the most votes in Venezuela's July 28th presidential election, said spokesperson Miller. Maduro and his representatives cannot indefinitely suppress the legitimate aspirations of the Venezuelan people and maintain power by force.
The arbitrary and politically motivated action demonstrates the extraordinary lengths to which Nicolas Maduro will go to try and maintain power following his attempt to steal the July 28th presidential election.
The will of the people and their rights must be respected, said spokesperson Miller. We reiterate our call for the immediate and unconditional release of those who have been unjustly detained.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.